Hello and welcome to another healing conversation brought to you by AcousticHealth.com. I'm Loren Gailey, and today I have two very special guests with me as we talk about a very important time for Mother Earth and humanity. We're going to be talking about Earth Day coming up on April 22nd, and it's going to be a peace, prayer, and concert weekend over at the Four Corners area of our nation. And this is ancient Indian land, a very special time for us to give gratitude to Mother Earth. And we're going to talk about how this came about and what the goal is. In essence, the goal and the intent of Earth Day Four Corners Peace, Prayer, and Concert is to restore peace and harmony and bring balance between humanity and Mother Earth. In these times where we can turn on the news and be quite frightened very quickly by what we see on the news, my guests today say it's very important to remember gratitude and love for ourselves and for Mother Earth. So I would like to welcome Gary Christmas, co-organizer of Earth Day Four Corners Peace, Prayer, and Concert. Welcome, Gary.
Thank you, Loren. I'm honored to be here.
And Michelle Anderson is a spiritual counselor and a dolphin tour leader, a light worker, holding space for so many and helping lead so many. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you, Loren. Thank you for hosting this.
You had mentioned this event to me. And why is this so important? Why did it resonate with you?
Oh, gosh, Loren, thank you for asking it like that, because I can really connect to my own passion for it. And I can just say here that I'm a feeler, so when I feel authenticity and I feel intention when I meet people. And I had had a vision a couple of years ago where two Indigenous elders came to me in a vision and told me that I would have something to do with the gathering of the tribes, the tribe of humanity as one tribe, the tribe of humanity, to help be the bridge for bringing Mother Earth and her people all back around to live in harmony and to create this unity consciousness that so many people are talking about. It's time for separation to end and to step into unity consciousness and living in harmony with the Earth. And when I met Gary Christmas at an event that I had emceed a while back in February, and I connected with the Earth Day Four Corners marketing card that he had, he just put the card in my hand, and it vibrated, and it had a life of its own, and I felt the purity of intention of this event, and I connected it back to that vision I had a few years ago, and I knew this was it, and I kept hearing, the time is now, this is it. And what this is, this event is, I think this event had something to do with so many different layers of what's happening on the planet right now. When you look around and you see the catastrophic things that are happening and people running around in fear and complete stress, and we realize that that's not how we're going to shift or create peace and change on Earth. It's through staying in gratitude and harmony with each other and the Earth. So that's what this event is all about. That's why I jumped on board, and I'm adding my energy to it. So I'm really excited to tell you a little bit more about how it all began. I came in after the vision had already been there and just said, you know, use me, whatever way I can be of service, I want to help. This is so big, and it's a free event, so it's important that people realize that it's just all of us coming together for the greater good for all life in all dimensions.
Thank you, Michelle. So, Gary, tell us about this Indian land, the history behind it, and how this came about.
Well, the land itself is quite amazing. I've been all over the world, and I've seen many, many beautiful parts of the world, and even, you know, other Indigenous peoples, and am always moved by it. But this particular land found, I've been working with a project, Peace on Earth, that Steve Robertson started many years ago, and he's been working on that very hard. And I've been working with him, and he had been looking for some sacred land in America to hold his event on. And so So originally I went out there for that purpose, but the Project Peace on Earth event's not scheduled till November. But still, went out there after Thanksgiving last year and just to look at the land. And I met with Harold Begay, who's a Navajo medicine man and an elder in the tribe, and met with him on his land, met with him and his wife. And his wife Lily's an amazing spirit, and she translated the entire meeting. It was just me and Harold and his wife in their Hogan, which is their ceremonial, basically their church. That's where they do their healing. That's where they do weddings. That's where they do their sacred circle events, which I was just a part of a very magical event there a couple weekends ago. So during that meeting, I really expressed to them, you know, my purpose for being involved and purpose for looking at the land. And it's really to perform sacred ceremony as a blessing for Earth and a blessing for humanity on sacred sites all over the world at the same time. And he really got that. He really understood that. And they're very esoteric. The Navajo medicine men practice a very esoteric style of energy work, and it involves, you know, prayer, much as we're familiar with, but it also involves a lot deeper energy work and vision work and requests and ritual. And so he really got that and understood that and resonated. He and I, although we had never met, we connected, and we don't even speak the same language, and we connected very, very strongly that day. So that began the process. You know, Joanne Armenta at Purpose Focused, which is the 501c3 that the event is running through, then went out there the following weekend, also had a very moving meeting with Harold and his wife Lily, and, you know, we have come a long ways since then. Still a long ways to go, but that's originally how we got to meet Harold and got to look at the land. And our initial meeting, we looked at one piece of the land and said, okay, we could have the event up there. We would have to clear this big area. And really didn't resonate with that. You know, clearing land means ripping up trees and flattening and making the land something it's not. And on the very next trip, we went up there, and in discussions about the land pretty much opened up and showed us where to put the event. And the actual space on Harold's land is magnificent where the event is going to be. It's basically a lot of lava rock and hundreds of thousands of naturally occurring crystals all over the ground just laying there. The energy is incredible when you pick up these crystals and you feel that they've never been moved for hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of years. They have just been right there on that land, and it's pretty incredible the energy that's there. But it's plenty of room. The land is already cleared. We just had to pave a little access, not even pave, but just work on a little access road through the dirt there. And so now we have plenty of parking. We have camping. We have RV parking. We have a nice big stage area. We're still in need of engineers and some sound equipment and some donations and supplies and whatnot. But we have a very good forward-thinking plan and a lot of great supporters and help, like Michelle and yourself. So we're very, very grateful to have this chance to speak with you, Lorraine.
And this is coming up the weekend of Easter weekend. It's Good Friday, and it's also Earth Day.
So the first day is really about an opening ceremony, and not just from Harold, who's elder medicine man with the Navajo tribe, but we're also going to have many other tribes represented there from the Native American Chumash. I know that there's Hopi. There's going to be quite a lot of quite a few different tribes. I think we even have some coming up from Wisconsin and East Coast and Oklahoma. What you're going to find is there are several different ceremonies that are going to take place on opening day that these Native American cultures really don't share. They really don't share it with the rest of the world. Well, they're sharing it on April 22nd. They believe that the time is now, as do I. Time is now. This is not a time to hold back. This is not a time to pretend that everything's okay. It's not a time to pretend that you can just watch video games and everything's going to continue as it was. We have a very small window of time here to make a choice. a choice about what our future is going to be. And if we, on purpose, with intent, come together as one tribe, as Michelle said earlier, one tribe, we're on one planet, and we're one tribe. We all bleed red, and we all have a heart. And if we use this time to come together as one tribe with gratitude for each other and gratitude for Mother Earth, and do it with intent and do it seriously, and it's not a joke. We're doing this with intent, with intention of bringing everyone together. And this may sound corny to some, but the power of love itself is the cure, the absolute cure for all the fear that is permeating the planet right now. And this is a sacred site, and we plan on doing sacred ceremony there on opening day, Friday, April 22nd, and 7 p.m. to midnight. Those ceremonies will continue probably into the wee hours of the morning. On Saturday, April 23rd, we have a concert. We have eco-technology there, because one of the things that we're doing there is raising this community out of abject poverty. Many of the listeners may not be familiar with the Bennett Act, but it's a law that went into place many years ago, I believe 1963, and it was just written out of law by Obama in 2009. And basically what that law did is it prevented all of these people from improving their property. It kept them from getting water. It kept them from getting electricity. If their roof had a hole in it, they couldn't patch it. They have holes in their walls where snakes come in at night. I mean, it's ridiculous. One of the hosts, Harold, just lost a nephew a month and a half ago due to exposure. He basically froze to death when this fire went out. You know, things like that can be very easily fixed with sub-zero sleeping bags and, you know, doing some basic construction and rehabilitation there. So with the funds that are raised from this event, we are putting it back into the community. So Friday's opening ceremony. Saturday we'll have a concert, eco-tech, and children's symposium, because we believe education is very powerful and is really the only way to change the world long-term, is to educate all the children now, today. And then Sunday we'll have a closing ceremony, 9 a.m. to noon. And as I mentioned before, there'll be camping and RV parking and free admittance to the event with a small fee for, you know, camping and parking and RV and things like that.
Gary, I'd like to have you address the Star School out there and how innovative they are and what they've been doing as far as their peace-building practices and their curriculum. And I think, you know, people don't really know about what's going on with the school system and how the Navajo children there actually are, you know, getting this school going, the first of its kind, the first solar-powered charter school. If you can talk to that as well and tell what's happening the week before the event, too.
Thank you. Yeah, ideally, if people do have time, the week prior to the Earth Day Four Corners event, there is a symposium at the Star School, which is located just about 2 miles off of the reservation. And I ran across that literally, you know, after we looked at the land. Rob Redsteer, who's been a fantastic tour guide and a translator, his mother is Lily, who is Harold's wife. So. Very, very intimately connected to the Earth Day Four Corners event himself. But he introduced me to the Star School, and the Star School is really incredible. They, you know, service to all relations is star, and so they capitalize it. They, the founders of the Star School, Dr. Mark Sorensen and Kate, have basically, they used to teach school on the reservation, and were very frustrated at all the continued failures of the existing infrastructure there for educating children. It was just dismal. They, you know, all the children were way below all the grading averages in every way you could measure them. They just, you know, were not engaged at all in the process. So Mark and his wife Kate quit the school system, and which they had been working very hard at for many years, but they quit. They bought a piece of land off the reservation and built their own school, and they built it sustainable, using local materials, local people. They have a solar array that is unheard of in a school of its size. They're the first charter school completely off of the grid, 100% off of the grid. So they use solar for their power, and they use wind power for their water, which they have I believe it's a 1,400-foot well that they drilled on their property to serve the school with water. So they've really done a fantastic job there. So I was amazed at all that. But one of the things that really amazed me most is I did get to meet some of the children and look at some of their writings and some of their creative that they were doing at the school. And in the process, I realized they were talking about peace every single day. And as I talked to Mark about it, Mark is a peace builder, goes way back, and he studied peace building for many years, and he incorporated that into his curriculum. In the first 2 years they were open, the school was completely funded out of their pocket and off of their credit cards. Now they're state and federally funded, and they still have, every day, kindergarten through eighth, they have a one-hour class on peace, on respect, how to call a bully out without getting beat up, how to negotiate with people without creating an enemy, just how to communicate and how to be human. And they're teaching this to kindergartners through eighth grade every single day, and I think that in and of itself is a very huge miracle. So we support the STAR School and are holding a symposium there for educators around the country, reservation as well as non-reservation. And I'd like to see this school model all over the world, because that's how you create a world of peace. You start with the children and you teach them the value of it and how to do it in their daily lives.
I love that you touched upon that, Gary, because I think that's such an important piece of what's going on out there. And also the Project Pueblo, I'm not sure if you mentioned that, what's going on with the students from UCI Berkeley and from La Sierra and what they're doing with Project Pueblo and how they're building they're using what Pacific Domes, I guess, were purchased, right? Can you talk to that a little bit about what they're doing with the construction and the dome that was anonymously donated, the $20,000 dome? Can you speak to that?
Yeah, so along the path of creating this event, and really, I can't even say creating, allowing this event to happen, because many times I feel like we as organizers can stand in the way of things when our ego gets a little out of control. And so really it's a job of showing up, putting in the work, and allowing this event to be created with our help. And along that process, we have been gifted an energy dome from Pacific Dome. And basically they call it aquaponics. It's a combination of water and plants and solar. It's a 24-foot high-tech energy dome that it was donated. We're going to put it on Harold's land, the host of Earth Day Four Corners. And since he opened his heart and opened his land, we felt that that would be very appropriate, since they don't have electricity or running water of the standard that we would have in our homes. So this energy dome is planned on, I believe we're installing it, begin the installation on the 25th of March, so coming up very quick. And so the dome was completely donated, and we also have the engineers from Pacific Dome have donated their time and efforts as well to come out, paying their own way to come out, paying their own way to do the engineering on site, which is substantial. And so not just the dome, but the installation and the setup and the training of how to utilize this dome is just one of the many miracles that have happened along the way. But this is a very big one. This is being installed on Bennett Free's land, and as I mentioned, the land has not been able to be developed for many, many, many years. So they're living back in the 40s, basically. And here comes this high-tech energy dome into the neighborhood, and it's really going to change the way that people think about what is possible on their lands. And that's really one of the keys that we'd like to help the community with, is to really remove the blinders and look at possibilities and keep space for miracles, because they do happen. So this energy dome will be creating enough power to run their household with a combination of the fish and the water that will be fertilizing the plants and eating the plants, and then the plants will be harvested and can create these little wonderful green pellets that run a generator that create energy. And so we're very excited to be able to gift this sort of technology to the Natani community on the Navajo Reservation.
You saw some visions. What was that like? Can you describe the visions? Michelle, you had a vision?
Lorraine, what I love about the visions is my vision seems to be right in line with the vision that a woman Gary probably knows more about her. Her name's Alita, and she goes by the name Earthy. And she had a vision in June of 2003, and on the EarthDayFourCorners.org website, I think it's underneath the Friends tab and under Visions, Visions and Testimonials, her vision, she typed up her vision, and she really felt the alignment of this particular event being the first of the four events that were supposed to happen in the different areas, I guess, the four different corners of the earth, right? Is that how, I don't really know exactly what it was. Gary, can you speak to that a little bit more? Her vision was so profound, and mine was so small in comparison to hers, but it fit right in alignment with the two Native Americans coming to her and telling her what needed to happen on the earth. Four gatherings,
yeah.
Four directions, four elements, the date of the gathering.
Yeah, it's very, very, very profound. Her vision, she saw four different events: Southwest, Northwest, Midwest, and Great Lakes, and saw really what she saw was the Four Corners area first, and basically she had a vision, and there was a spiritual being there that guided her through the vision. She saw a Native American man standing behind a podium on a stage in the center of a garden. And then he started speaking, and one of his main topics was water and the importance of it and the purity of it and the need for it, especially in the Indian lands in the Bennett Freeze area, where they have no water resources. They have to drive 40, 70 miles sometimes a day just to get water. And, if you're growing an organic garden there, you need water. If you have sheep or cattle, you need water. Even just to sustain yourself and bathe and cook, you need water. So water is a very, very important project. So she saw this vision very, very clearly and really saw it happening. It starts in the southwest region of the United States and in the Four Corners area. And then she saw it growing and expanding to other parts of the country. And so really I'd like to just say that, although Earth Day Four Corners is April 22nd in Four Corners, I'd really like to ask the audience to dig in your hearts and dig in your abilities, and can you start an event in your area, and can you bring the tribe together in your area as one? This is not just about us. This is about all of us. And so I think right now we have an opportunity to come together as one. And there are people listening right now that know what I'm talking about. If you feel and you resonate with this, start it. Just go down the path. The miracles will happen along the way that support you. There's an opportunity right now to change our future, and we can do it. It takes a little bit of work and a whole lot of miracles, and I'm not afraid to do the work, and I'm very grateful for all the miracles that happen along the way. There are many people that have had visions of this nature. I have myself for about the last 15 years. I started doing a lot of spiritual work after my divorce in 1997 and did many vision quests and pretty much explored everything that I could. And along the way, I've seen amazing visions of groups of people getting together during a time of challenge. But really the people change the challenge with their vibration and their energy, and so that sort of vision over the years has led me to seek out Project Peace on Earth and now help to organize this Earth Day Four Corners event, because I really believe that we all have a vibration, and that vibration is really tied to Mother Earth, and that vibration is love. And you can call it what you want, but when you feel it, you absolutely know it, and it's the cure for the massive amount of potential fear that goes on in our lives every day. And so I'd like to, really, really ask the audience listening, if you feel that you resonate with this, feel free to contact me at any time. And you can do so on our Facebook at EarthDayFourCorners.org. Look me up. I'm happy to help in any way, and I'd love to see more of our tribe coming together all over the country and all over the world.
Gary, I'm so excited to hear you talk about the vision and your vision and how it ties in with other people's visions, because in her vision, she actually asked them, these spirit guides, there were two of them, a male and a female, she asked them about when they showed her this event or these events, she asked if this was like Willie Nelson and Farm Aid, and the spirit said yes, and he had our help too. And what I'm finding is happening with this, when I said to the universe, I just said out loud, I give my energy to this event, and use me in any way that I can benefit the event. I don't know what that means. All of a sudden, all these miracles started showing up where people started coming into my field. Miriam Delicato from Blue Star Prophecy, she's a friend of mine on Facebook, and this is her vision, too. She has a vision called the Great Gathering, and she's working on a website about the Great Gathering, and it's the same language that we're speaking. And that's why I love saying that this is a conscious collaboration without competition. There's no copyrights. This is just the universe providing us with what we need. Since the universe is infinite, we don't need to put boundaries around it. And when we say this is a free event, it is a free event because the Native Americans knew that you do not mix money with spirituality. The two don't really go hand in hand, right? So it's a free event for people to, you know, we're reaching out to the community, to people everywhere, to really and tune in with the love inside of their hearts and to connect those dots. This is even helping all of the world events that are happening around the world with, like Gary said, the nuclear reactors and the tsunamis and the earthquakes and everything that's happening around the world. We're tuning into the vibration of the earth through this. So one of the things that we're experiencing right now is a coming together through this event. But there are still things that need to happen as far as getting the elders there, and I think it's beautiful to see how people are coming together, just coming together with projects to raise money to put the event on. Project Pueblo is doing incredible things for the people on the land there to help build their hogans and rebuild their homes and raising money for that. So I think in the vision, we're seeing how many people are having these visions. The Native Americans are part of it, scientists, writers, storytellers, lawyers, business people, everybody that's using their voice and their heart to come together for the greater good for humanity. It's about evolving or becoming extinct, and I choose evolving. and in the vision, I love one of the things that she saw in the vision was she said they showed her a housewife who was turning off a lamp because she wanted to do her part to preserve the environment. That made me cry reading that, to see that, you know, it's just small acts. When all of us come together and do something small, it's great in the grand scheme of things.
You talk about vision. I'm a feeler, and I can just feel that this is just a time where we need to create our own new community. And that's what this is all about. That's I can see this as the seed of that. So I want to paint a picture visually of the Four Corners area. If you don't know, or if listeners are not familiar with that area, you can go to Mesa Verde down in southern Colorado outside of Durango, and you can sit up at 7,000 feet on a plateau. And that is Mesa Verde, where these canyons drop downward. So you're looking out across the land, and it's flat, but you're up at 7,000 feet, and there's canyons that drop down into that, and that's where Mesa Verde was. And you can see for a great distance, and you look out across the Four Corners area, the Four Corners area being where the states of Arizona, Utah, Colorado, and New Mexico meet. And there's nothing visible there. There's like a nice monument, a little flat concrete piece with four corners on it. But one of the best and most notable monuments is natural. It's Shipwreck Rock, which stands up as a spire out on this flat plain. And there is an art piece. I don't know if any of you are familiar with that, Gary or Michelle, but it's a Navajo Indian with his head slung down, sitting on his horse, and Shipwreck Rock is in the back of it. So for this gathering to take place on this very special land, it's almost like a cycle returning of its own, because who knows what happened to those the Chaco Indians and the Mesa Verde, the Anasazi Indians. It's just a fascinating story to me, and this event happening there touches my heart because of that.
Yeah, it is a very beautiful piece of land. On our website, EarthDayFourCorners.org, and also on our Facebook page, Earth Day Four Corners Causes page, there's a video interview that I did of Harold Begay, our host and the chief Navajo medicine man, that is really opened up his heart and his land to this. And although he doesn't speak English, I did put English subtitles underneath what he says. And in that video that took place in the Hogan, his little 25 foot by 25 foot Hogan that's actually built better than his house, you can see during that video, I did some outside video, and you can see the cliffs that are just past his property. They're majestic, and this is where the Anasazi lived, and this is where the Navajo have lived for hundreds of years, and there's a lot of history there. And they shared with me during our recent ceremony that they know the land is sacred because it was given to them and told to them that it was sacred. And it was also told to them that there's a lot of energy in the dirt, in the ground underneath them, energy that can either heal the world or destroy the world. And through the past, 40-plus years with this Bennett-Freeze Act, a lot of them have left because they just couldn't take the treatment. And powers that be, whether you call them, federal government or, Peabody or any of the other major power companies that are out there raping and pillaging the land basically for free, are yanking coal, uranium, and rare earth minerals that we're not even supposed to know about out of the land, and poisoning hundreds of thousands of people over many, many years have been poisoned by uranium and poisoned from the strip mining of the land. Their water resources have been taken and poisoned. They can't even use a lot of the wells that they dig there because they're poisoned. We have, unfortunately, as a country, allowed this to occur for way too long. And so you're right. Things are coming full circle. People who were once shunned are now being supported with love. And we're doing our very best to restore some dignity there and just show them that, we are one tribe, and we're in their tribe and they're in our tribe. And so we're creating a larger family there on some very, very spectacular land. And for anybody that does go out to the event, when you put your feet on that ground and you reach down and you pick up those naturally occurring crystals that are by the hundreds of thousands just laying all over the land, you will feel exactly what I mean.
I felt that when I was a child, Gary and Lorraine, when you talked about Mesa Verde and you talked about the Anasazi. My father took me to those pueblos when I was about 12, and I climbed the ladders and went on the land, and I had such a profound experience there that I never forgot it. The land vibrated within me, and it was almost like I was triggered to remember something, and I don't know what it was. I don't feel like I need to know exactly what it was. I felt it in my heart, and what I felt was how connected I was to the land, to the people, and to everything, to the all that is. It was like my whole body felt connected to the entire universe in those moments. And as a child, I didn't really understand it at the time, but around Christmas time, my daughter asked me to take her on a camping trip on spring break, and I said, the only way I'll do it is if we can go to Four Corners. And she said, why? What's at Four Corners? And I explained how I had been there as a kid, but I knew I had to get back there for some reason. And then that was another piece to this, why I knew I was supposed to be there, because I knew about it. So that was part of the vision for me, was getting back to Four Corners. There's something pulling us and drawing us there.
Well,
and Lorin, you shared with me the same thing when we talked on the phone and I told you about the event. You said to me, Michelle, I have to be there. And I said, I know. It's like a burning desire that I know I have to be there no matter what. And every person I've shared this with, every person I've shared it with who I've met in the last 5 or 6 years who I had that vibrational resonance with. I feel like it's soul family connections all coming back together. People in Mount Shasta, people in Utah, people in Idaho, people I've met along the way in Sedona. Every person I've shared this event with has said, I have to be there. They don't even really know about it yet. They just feel the resonance and the purity of intention, and they know they're adding to something that's greater than all of us. Whatever we've written on paper or whatever's been put on the website, all of that is part of the intention, but I believe it's so much bigger that it has to do with multidimensional, and it has to do with all of us coming together to really heal the earth. And we can talk about it, but I think it's important to feel the vibration and the purity there. And I think a lot of people are connecting with that. People that can't get there, we encourage the people that can't get there to add their energy to it just through their heart's intentions. And anyone who feels like they want to be a part of it, that wants to buy a t-shirt to donate to the cause, or to start their own fundraising campaign to donate to the cause, you know, all of that is necessary and appreciated. There's many ways to be a part of this, either physically or etherically, spiritually, financially. There's all sorts of ways to be a part of it.
And the time is now, and if it so resonates with you, please check out the website, earthday4corners.org, and the four is the numeral four. So thank you both for being here. Any final thoughts on this event?
The one thing that came to mind that's kind of a funny little twist that Gary and I keep seeing over and over again, and everybody on the team keeps seeing it. When I did that, when I looked at the numbers, April 4, 22nd, 2 and 2 is a 4, 2011 is a 4, triple 4s again, in just in that date when it starts, the 444, it seems 4 seems to be so prevalent. When Gary and I talked about the event, we were at another event, and I was telling Gary something about it, and we looked down at our clock, and it said 444. It seems like 444 keeps coming up repeatedly over and over again surrounding this event, and that has such sacred geometry in it. It just, again, it's another vibrational thing. And with that, Gary, I would love to hear your closing comments.
Thanks, Michelle. Yeah, the number fours are... It's kind of like there's a great book out there called When God Winks, and if anybody hasn't read that, it's a fantastic book. So this is kind of like God Winks, you know, he's just kind of going, haha, I just want to see if you're paying attention. There's a lot of fours surrounding the event, and not just in the dates and the times and the places, but in clocks and in emails that I get from people. It's really amazing the amount of miracles that have occurred already on this path. Lead me to believe and expect that there's more. And as you listen to this show right now, if you feel so inclined, please visit our website at earthday4corners.org or our Facebook cause page. Send us a note. If there's anything we can do to help you and your efforts to, you know, bring the tribes together in your area, no matter where you're at, we're happy to help you. We are still in need of financial donations, of engineers, of construction, of volunteers to help run the event and be on site with us. The grounds themselves are fantastic for camping and RV parking. Bring your energy and bring your soul and bring your spirit with you. There will be a lot of sacred ceremonies done there that are never exposed. I also have a great vision of broadcasting this to the world. We're still working on some approvals there, but I'd like to get this broadcast and out to the world. So anyone who's listening, who feels this vibration and resonates with this, please contact us. Please get involved and continue to do good things in your day-to-day activities. It does add up, and it makes a big difference in all the world around you.
Well, thank you so much for your time today. And again, we invite everyone to be there and spread the word. And we look forward to meeting you there. I look forward to meeting you there, Michelle, and you too, Gary. Thanks so much for dedicating yourselves to this event and this incredible miracle that's shaping up.
Thank you, Lorraine. Thank you so much for doing this. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed today's program, feel free to forward it to your friends so we can share the news about the information that we learned today. I'm now going to leave you with Music from the Universe, brought to you by AcousticHealth.com. Have a wonderful day.